This is the first time that we've used adults and really incorporated the entire community into one of our performances. We usually just do, of course, using our students, doing either the Disney Junior versions of shows or the high school versions of shows that are out there now. This is the first time that we really wanted to open our doors and get our name out there and include everyone in the community.
What's it been like to work with such a huge cast? You've got a full 22-piece orchestra plus an ensemble of kids, a cast of 50 plus all the unsung heroes backstage.
Right.
Has there been some herding of cats?
Right, a little. There's almost 100 people that are actively working during each performance. The way that we've sort of arranged the rehearsal schedule, though, worked out quite nicely. We are partnering with Central Florida Community Arts, and Josh Vickery and their team over there have been incredible. So that orchestra rehearsed on their own and sort of came as a finished package, which was very nice. We rehearsed the students during the day as part of a summer camp here. So the older ones who played Fagin's boys met from 9 to 4 for 3 weeks, and the little ones that are the orphans met from 9 to 4 for 2 weeks. And then it all came together for the first time July 6th when they all met for the first time for a rehearsal. And we put up the set in 2 days, which was another feat.
Wow.
The set was built off-site and then assembled on-site just because we don't have our own location, our own venue. We had to do things that way. But it's just sort of something where I have to put my faith in my leaders, and it always comes out great. And this really, it's the best show we've ever put on, and it's certainly the largest. And we're very, very happy with the way things came out.
So far, so good then on your first week.
Yes, absolutely. Ticket sales are doing quite well, yes.
This is also in conjunction with What the Dickens. Can you talk a little bit about that?
What the Dickens is put on by the Orange County Office of Arts and Cultural Affairs, and it's a year-long celebration of the life of Dickens. And they've charged every performing arts group in town to put on some sort of Dickens performance. So we jumped on board with that. This performance, we're announcing the new school entity that we are becoming at this performance. After 2 years of operating as Starving Artist Studios, which is a for-profit organization, we've decided that it's going to be easier to serve the community as a nonprofit. So actually, just in a few short weeks here, Starving Artist Studios is closing its doors and reopening immediately as the Maitland Academy of the Performing Arts. That will allow us to do much more community outreach, offer some more programs for students with disabilities and special needs, and be able to serve the community and do more big shows like this at little to no cost to the performers.